Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Footballer Dele Alli has been praised by peers in the soccer world as well as Prince William and FIFA after his emotional interview with Gary Neville. The England soccer star opened up about his childhood trauma, having suffered sexual abuse and the mental health struggles he's been through since. Speaking on Neville's The Overlap YouTube series, Alli revealed his addiction to sleeping pills and discussed the pressures of professional soccer. And just to alert listeners that as part of this item, we will be discussing difficult content around abuse and addiction. For more on this, we're joined by Kieran Cunningham, who's chief sports writer at the Irish Daily Star. But before we get to Kieran, let's take a quick clip.
Like one morning I woke up, I had to go training. This is when he'd stopped playing me. I remember just looking in the mirror. I mean, it sounds dramatic, but I was literally staring in the mirror. And I was asking if I could retire now. At 24, you know, doing the thing I love. For me, that was heartbreaking. It's always been me against myself in everything. I was winning the fight, smiling, showing that I was happy. But inside, I was definitely, you know, losing the battle. Trauma is trauma. And your body registers it in the same way, no matter what it is. If you knew about my life, you would understand that a little bit more. I want to help other people to know that they're not alone in the feelings they've got, and doesn't make you weak to get help.
Well, Kieran Cunningham, as I said, joins us now. A very powerful interview, Kieran. Before we get into some of what he has said, can you just remind us of who Dele Alli is?
Well, Dele Alli had a meteoric rise. You know, he made his debut for MK Dons in the lower divisions in England at just 16. But then at 18, he was playing the Premier League for Tottenham. And at 19, he was playing for England. And he was, you know, Liverpool had wanted him when he was at MK Dons as well. He was one of the hottest properties in English football. And, you know, his first couple of seasons were sensational. Like, he scored more goals at a young age than the likes of Wayne Rooney, for example. But something happened with Wayne with Dele Alli, and a lot of people kind of opted for the cliche of, you know, too much, too young, or that he just lost the run of himself. In the last 4 years of his career, since Tottenham won the 2019 Champions League final, he's kind of gone into free fall. He was dropped from the England squad. Eventually, Spurs let him go to Everton. Everton then sent him out on loan to Galatasaray in Turkey. That didn't work out. And then he came back. And then shortly after he came back, he went into rehab in the US. And there were some UK journalists who were querying where he was and what was happening. They'd obviously got wind of it. He didn't want to go public on what was going on with him, but he wanted to tell a story in his own terms. So he approached Gary Neville, who he'd known from his England days.
Okay. And as I mentioned, he opened up then in that interview with Gary Neville about his childhood trauma and the extent of his struggles up to this point, things that no fan or sports commentator would know about. We have a clip of that as well. Let's have a listen.
At six, I was molested by my mum's friend, who was at the house a lot. So my mum was an alcoholic. And then... Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah, so that happened at six. And then I was sent to Africa to learn discipline. And then I was sent back. Seven, I started smoking. Eight, I started dealing drugs.
Selling drugs?
Selling drugs, yeah. An older person told me that they wouldn't stop a kid on a bike, so I'd ride around with my football. And then underneath, I'd have the drugs and...
Kieran, he's recently spent some time in a rehab treatment facility to try and deal with this trauma.
He has, yeah, in the US, to deal with the trauma and to deal with an addiction to sleeping pills. And, you know, something we didn't come to in the clip there, but he mentioned as well, like at the age of 11, he was dangled over a bridge by a man from a neighbouring estate. But there was a pivotal event in his life a year later. At the age of 12, the parents of his best friend adopted him, and he gives them huge credit, and God knows where he'd be now without them. And he has no contact at all with his birth parents now. Like, it's a very sad story in many ways, but the sleeping pills addiction is rarely spoken about, but the PFA, the Players Union in England, have highlighted a few times that it's a major issue with footballers. And part of the reason is that they've a lot of night games and they're pumped with adrenaline afterwards, but they're supposed to get 9 or 10 hours sleep as professionals, and they can't sleep. And then they have all the stresses and strains that go with being in the public eye. But it's an issue across the board.
Yeah, but, and that is something that...
took it as an escape from reality. That's why he took the pills, in his own words.
Indeed, and that is something that he highlighted in relation to the prevalence of sleeping pills in professional soccer and to his own addiction. Let's have a listen.
So when I was a player, sleeping pills are not unusual in football. You know, you'd be offered one night before a game, always, because obviously a player might not sleep because of just, you know, the build-up and the adrenaline, and also sometimes after a game. When you say it's more widespread in the game, are you talking about players taking them every night? Are you talking about players potentially multiple tablets at once? Are you talking about more than one tablet? What levels were you at with them? It's quite scary, isn't it, when you think
of
it?
No, it is scary. Like, now I'm out of it and I look back on it, like, before when I'd stop, I'd still kind of sometimes have the urge. But I'd, you know, maintain sober for a period of time, and then there would always be a time when something would happen, I'd get the feelings back and I'd want to escape, because drugs, alcohol, all this stuff, they work for the time. So yeah, I was taking them. I was taking a lot. I mean, I don't want to talk about numbers, but it was definitely way too much.
Just finally then, Kieran, I mentioned some of the people who have commented and applauded Dele Alli for coming forward. How much attention is this getting in the soccer world and beyond?
Huge. No, there's been a huge reaction. No, there are others that have wished him well, you know, the likes of Harry Kane, the England captain, who would have played with him at Tottenham, Gary Lineker. There was a very good point made by Kyle Walker of Manchester City, and he just tweeted that, you know, you know these people who judge footballers, you don't know what they're going through. You know, you see them on TV or you see them in a stadium and you just think, you know, they have it all, they have all the money, all the glamour, all the acclaim, but they could be fighting things that nobody really knows, and this has highlighted that. So he's done himself a lot of service, and I think he's done football a lot of service.
All right. Kieran Cunningham, Chief Sports Writer at the Irish Daily Star, thank you so much for joining us to talk us through all of that. And indeed, if you've been affected by anything that you've heard there, you can check out some helplines on rte.ie/helplines.